U.S. President Joe Biden authorized another $800 million in U.S. military assistance to Ukraine on Thursday, declaring it was necessary to help Kyiv's forces repel Russian fighters in the critical battles unfolding in the eastern region of the country. Biden said the new assistance, on top of another $800 million package announced last week, almost exhausts congressional authorization for U.S. military aid to Ukraine, but the president said he would soon ask Congress for even more money for Ukraine forces. Biden said the United States and his Western allies remain united in their resolve to assist Ukraine in fighting back against Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion, now in its eighth week. In addition to the military aid, the U.S. is stepping up financial assistance to Ukraine, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says an additional $500 million is intended to help Ukraine sustain critical government operations as it fends off Russia's invasion.
Salaries, pensions, and other social assistance programs necessary to avoid a worsening of the humanitarian situation.
The new funding is on top of another $500 million in economic aid President Biden unveiled in March.
We know this is only the beginning of what Ukraine will need to rebuild.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron and far-right rival Marine Le Pen on Thursday were doing a final rush of campaigning Thursday ahead of Sunday's runoff election for the presidency. Macron is favored to win the runoff, with most polls showing an advantage of more than 10%. If he wins, he could be the first French president to win a second term since Jacques Chirac in 2002. For more news, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Clashes broke out Friday between Israeli police and Palestinian protesters.